Hey guys, it is your host, Fun Strong James, bringing you a brand new segment called Your Conversations with God, where I'm going to be interviewing a few of my friends and a few guests to share what their conversations with God sound like. You guys listen to my conversations with God Monday through Saturday, and the Holy Spirit, in a conversation, said it'll be a good idea to share how other people hear from me so that it can help and inspire those who say that they haven't been able to hear from me. So guess what, guys? We are on assignment by God. Let's strap in and let's take a listen at our next guest as they share from their prayer what the Holy Spirit said to them. We're bringing the prayer closet to the podcast. Hey guys, welcome to another Sunday edition of Your Conversations with God. This is your host, Fun Strong James, and I have with me an amazing woman of God, Leticia Thomas. Welcome to the podcast.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing this morning?
I am just on cloud nine. I am on cloud nine. First of all, thank you so much for accepting this God invitation, because I don't know if I told y'all on the podcast that everybody that's coming through your ears on this segment of the podcast is somebody that's God specifically put on my heart for you to hear from about their conversation with God. So I am just excited that you were obedient to the invitation. And girl, let me just tell y'all, I have known Leticia since, is it Hardy?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Because I was like, you know how you don't went to school with people for so long? You're like, wait, yes. Was it Hardy? We met each other. She's one year ahead of me because you're a class of 94, right?
Right.
So we met in junior high. It was called junior high then, and then went on to the same high school. Oh my goodness. I've known her for a long time. We're church members now. Like we've kept in touch. When I was living in Houston, we kept in touch through Facebook. So I'm just excited to have you on the podcast. Y'all are in for a real treat, because this woman of God, I feel like you're like a spiritual sniper. Like that just dropped in my spirit. Like, you're a spiritual sniper. You just come in and you sniping things that people don't even know about you. So what I want to do is allow you to tell people a little bit about who you are. And when I say tell people about who you are, I don't mean job titles. I mean just tell us who God created you to be. Tell us about it.
Well, I feel that God created me to be a strong person for other people, to help pull out of other people what they may not see. Mm-hmm. He gives me a vision. He'll give me a word. And a lot of times I don't even know that I'm moving for him. But when he makes me aware of it, that's where I get my strength from, when his spirit comes on me to do something. Wow. So it's not even me moving myself. So that spiritual sniper, I can get with that, because I can feel his power move on me to do what he called me to do. So that's what I do. I just allow him to move me and guide me along be obedient to his call.
That's good. Now I would say you are a missionary, because you've done some mission work, right?
Amen. Yes.
Good. Tell us a little bit about that. When was that?
Well, I believe I first got the call to go on missions, and it was around 2016. Mm-hmm. And I started out, I just wanted to do something different. I had served in a church, and I was ready to move beyond that. And so the opportunity to do missions came along. And when the opportunity to do missions came along, I thought I was going on a mission to help some folks, but God was taking me on a mission to help me.
Yeah, come on now.
I got on a mission, and the first night there, you know, after our full day of mission, we were in prayer circle. The Lord had us to do prayer circle every night after we completed our mission. And one night he just moved on me with the Holy Spirit and he just laid me out. But he
Wow.
filled me with a helmet of salvation. I was blessed to receive that. And it was from that point, at that point in time, that the Lord just began to move in my life in so many different ways and so many seasons. He's still getting me ready.
Right. That's so. And where did y'all go?
The first mission trip was to Mexico. We
Okay.
went
Wow.
out, and we helped families, we helped children. It was an enjoyable experience.
That's good. That's so good. Now, I have never done a mission trip, but I'm excited that I know that that will eventually come because that's what the Word of God says for us to go
Oh, yes.
out. And I know right now we've been halted on our go, and I just believe the Lord
Yeah.
is resetting us and preparing us to go again, but also just to go where you are, like go
Amen.
amongst your family and your friend circles. You like, we you ain't even gotta cross the border no more. Just cross the street to your neighbor,
Yes, we have to because sometimes we want to start real big, and sometimes he's leading us to just begin where you are. That's your training ground.
Yeah, that's so good. So Letitia, tell me, when did you start hearing from God? You kind of alluded to it a little bit on the missions trip, but did you start hearing from him before that?
Yes, I actually began hearing from God when I was 7 years old.
Wow.
And it was not an audible hearing when I was seven, but it was more like a presence of him inside of me, leading and guiding with no words, but you know that it's him. And I received salvation at that time. And
Wow.
throughout my life, I have heard from him audibly. And I know a lot of people say they don't get that experience, but I've had it, and I've had it a few times. But when he speaks, sometimes he gives me a command, something he doesn't want me to do. He's trying to save me from something. He's spoken to me to confirm his word to me, to encourage me, and he's spoken to me to just give me comfort. But I don't always hear from him that way, although I love to hear from him that way.
Right.
But he
So
just didn't move that way.
speaking of, how did you know it was him? So like you seven and even up to
Right.
your age now, like how did you know it was him? Because a lot of people, they listen to the podcast, and I always say this in every episode because I think it's really key why the Lord even has me doing this segment is for people not to be confused and to understand how other people hear from him and how they know that it's him. So how did you know it was him?
You know it's him because he gives you a knowing that it's him. And it's hard to explain it. It's simple that way, but he always lets you know that it's him when he's speaking to you. You know it. If you're his child and he's speaking to you, you know it. You know it's
Yeah.
no one else but him. And it's really no other way to explain it. It's just like when you get in trouble with your parent and you know you did something, you know you did it.
You did. Regardless of how you trying to hide it, because that's how we are sometimes with the Lord. We try to avoid him because we know we done did something because there is that inner knowing. Like he created us to be able to recognize his voice. His word says, my sheep recognize my voice. So you have that inner knowing. But I really believe that a lot of people use, well, I don't know if that's him, as an excuse. But they really know. They know deep down that it's him that's talking to them, because especially if it's positive, if it's his word, if it's his word. But a lot of people don't know because they haven't connected with him on that level, on that intimate level, to where they're reading his word and just spending time with him. But I like that. I love that. You know it's him because you know it's him.
You know it's him. I knew that that was him. You know, it was warm. It was him because he was leading and he was guiding. And
Yeah.
other times when he's speaking to me, it's mostly through his word. If I sit down and I open my Bible and I begin to read it, if I begin to speak the word, if I begin to write out his scriptures, he leads me most of the time that way. He'll speak
Yeah.
to me. He confirms his word with his word.
Tell us
It's
a
him
little bit
talking
about
to me.
how you
Right. How do you actually read the word? Because I think this is going to help our listeners too. How do you go about reading the word? Like, the if you guys listen to the podcast regularly, like I started out doing what I call the scriptural surprise, where I would just open my Bible randomly and expect a word from the Lord, and he always meets me at that place of expectation. What about you? How do you study the word of God?
I've done it differently. I can open the Word of God and just go to anything and read it, and he'll lead me. I trust him and have faith that he'll lead me to what he wants me to have. So pretty much that's what I do now. But I've done it where, okay, just say for instance, if you're going to church and a pastor is speaking, a lot of times God confirms his word through the pastor. You may be thinking about something, praying about something. He'll use him to speak, and he's given scriptures. You can write those scriptures down. You can go back and begin to study those scriptures out. And once you do that, the Lord is speaking to you. You know, if it grabs you, if you feel like something grabs you, that's him talking. And so it's our responsibility to go deeper, to get more from him. You know, you can leave it in that, or from him, you got to go deeper. You got to go sit down. You know, you got to get with him. And once you get with him, he's going to lead you. It's really not a rocket science.
Girl, don't we make it hard? Oh my
Yeah, we
goodness.
do.
I promise you, we think we got to be biblical scholars in order to deepen our relationship with the Lord. So many people like the Bible is it is a big it's the manual for life, and it has a lot of stories, but they all, it's like if you just go in there, like don't make the excuse with the Bible closed, at least just give it an opportunity to come alive to you. You got to open it up and take that chance for it to come alive. But just letting it sit on your coffee table, on your bookshelf, or in your car because you got it already ready for Sunday to drive to church.
But you know, God gives us even more access now than ever before because the Bible is on your phone. You have no excuse.
Right, you are so right, and there are so many translations that you can look at, and that's the way too. I believe that he'll speak to us because he speaks to us the way we can hear.
He
Like
does.
he's not gonna speak to you if you a person and let's say you are maybe you're not a great reader or whatever. You can read, but you're not a great reader. You haven't been exposed to a lot of education and all of that. He's not gonna speak to you on that level because you're not gonna comprehend that. So
That's right.
he will speak to us exactly how we can hear him. And so I think a lot of people think like, oh, King James Version. If you don't talk like that, if you haven't, some people, if you grew up in the church, King James is normal for you. The King James Version, these two, those, and all of that, even if it still confuses you, you're accustomed to that. But if you like me and Letitia, who we went to, a school in a nice area, I would say, but the Message translation is a big gangster. And in our area where we grew up, you had to be a little gangster, so he'll speak to us that way because he know Fun and Letitia gonna get it if I say it like this, or the New Living Translation, to break it down so that we can get it. But you can always go back to that King James Version. And then there's also so many other tools for us to break that word down. You got concordance, you got Bible dictionaries. It's all kind of stuff available. So there is really no excuse for us not to deepen our relationship with him through the word of God.
There's no excuse.
So speaking of deepening our relationship with him, how do you capture what he says to you? Like when he is talking to you, I know I journal. How do you capture what he's saying to you on a regular basis?
On a regular basis, I sit down with Bible, pen, and paper in hand all the time to be ready because I believe in faith that he's going to speak. And when he speaks, a lot of time he'll catch you by surprise because you can go in prayer ready and not receive it at that particular time, but be ready. You know, about it says, be ye ready.
Be ye
You know, you
ready.
have to be ready for him to speak. If you go to him, he's not a father where, okay, he may not say what you want him to say when you want him to say it, but he's coming. So you have to be ready.
So I always have pen and paper with me. I'm going to have it in my purse. I'm going to have it in my pocket, or I'm ready with my phone and my notepad, because when he speaks, I've got to capture that.
Yes, yes. Speaking of that, this is a little detour. We hadn't talked about this, but this was something that came up recently for me. Dreams. Are you a dreamer?
Yes.
And do you capture those dreams?
At one point in time, I used to keep a dream notepad on my bedside table. And during that time, I received a prophetic to do that. And during that season, I would receive from him a lot. And I've tried that on an alternate occasion to receive from him. So when he's ready to speak through dreams, he will.
Right.
You know, and sometimes I just don't receive anything that way. I think when I'm looking for him to do something a way he's done it before, he doesn't always move that way. You know, I can't push him, I can't make him, but I can be ready.
Right. That's so good. Oh, I told y'all, strap in. That's a nugget right there. When you looking for him to do it a certain way, like I literally just that verse, Isaiah, like he not gonna do it, Isaiah 55:8. His ways are not our ways, his thoughts are not our thoughts. And I literally was just talking about that this morning, like whatever way you thinking, that ain't the way.
Right.
That's not gonna be the way.
So, you know, don't get used to a certain thing, because he can switch it up on you if he wants to.
Listen, and I believe he switches it up so that we can remain in a position, in a posture of dependence on him. And because you know, when you get a little experience, you know, when you get a job, and when you in your first few days of the job, first few weeks, you kind of depended on that trainer to show you like what to do, how to do it, that you getting oriented. And so you really in tune to what they saying, you paying attention, you're not coming in there, you know, you got enough experience to get the job, but you're not coming in there acting like you know that particular company. But then once you done been there a while, you coming in, you ain't doing nothing that trainer showed you no more. You doing your own thing.
You flying with wings like eagles.
you do it your own way. And so you think you know. And the Lord, I believe, a lot of times wants us to stay in the posture of, I don't know, Lord, but you do. And so for us to stay in that posture of like a person that, you know, is new to a job, to where, hey, I'm learning every day something new. This is a journey. This is not a sprint. You know, it's a marathon. It's not something that you can say, okay, I done graduated. No, it's levels to this. You keep just going to the next level in faith, from glory to glory, from faith to faith, because you never really arrive, if you will. You know, God is always doing a new thing with us. And so I think that's so good what you just said. Like, you just, he won't always give it to you the same way.
No, we're always in training. Always be ready, because we're always in training.
Always in training. That is so good. Well, before we wrap up, I have one last question that I want to ask you, that I always ask every guest that comes onto the podcast. And that is, what was the last assignment God gave you?
The last assignment God has given me is writing a book.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell y'all now. I'm gonna tell on her, because see, this book finna come out. This book better come out, y'all. She probably got 27 books over there, okay? She's probably sitting on 27 books.
Amen.
She is an author. She is already an author. And I have told her so many times, like, girl, you better go and get that book done. You better go and get that book done. So I'm excited for you. Tell us, this is what we're going to do to make you be accountable. Yeah. So your last assignment was a book God gave you.
Do you
have the name of the book?
I am working on that book right now. And so I want you all to be excited to look for something soon.
Very, very, very soon, and very soon. Very,
very
soon. We're gonna see this book soon and very soon.
Because I'm in training right now.
That's right. Well, I believe the Lord, you know, he does everything in his right timing. And I just believe that even though I've been pushing you and prodding you and everything like that, I know when it comes out, it's going to be in God's perfect timing, and it's going to be for the people that he intended for you to help in that particular time, because that's how he does it. Like, everything happens the way it's supposed to happen in the time that it's supposed to happen, and he orchestrates it. He, you know, he's the editor. He's the author. We just are the writing vessels. He is the author of the book.
Indeed.
So a lot of times, I'll just say this as a side note, as an author myself, sometimes we be trying to write out of his timing, because it's like, I want to go and get this book done, or I want to get it done. And he's like, it's some other things I need you to go through first, because I want that to be a part of the book. And so we just have to really trust his timing on what he says to do when he says do it.
Oh, yeah.
Tisha, I'm so, so excited, girl, that you came on the podcast. Is there anything that you would like to share or add? I just want to open the space up for you to do it. I don't believe you have a business, but I could be wrong. Is there a business?
You know, everything is forthcoming. This is a birthing season. I received the prophetic a couple of years back in relation to the book writing, in relation to being pregnant with things. And like you said, I was at a point where I had all these things inside of me. I knew I was purposed to do these things, but I had no earthly idea how I was going to actually birth them out. I had no idea about the birthing process. It's really not 9 months like it is for a natural pregnant woman.
Right.
It's on God's timing. But he is moving, and I am working towards a business and the book. And so I'm walking with him in his timing. Right now, I'm just doing the work.
That's
and
right.
I'm letting him lead and guide.
That's right. So y'all hear that? That means, what that means is, she will be back to the podcast so that she can share that the work is complete, and
yes,
she will be able to share it with you guys. So we are just excited. I am honored to have you.
Thank
I call you,
you
a friend. You are a woman of God.
Yes.
You are a prayer warrior, an intercessor. Like, y'all, oh my goodness, she is something else. And I would just say this, you have always been this. Since I've known this part of you, this is how you have always been. You've been consistent. You consistently post what the Lord tells you to post. And so I just want to encourage you to keep going and let nothing stop you, because like you said, God has so much that he has put on the inside of you that definitely has to come out, because people are waiting on the other side of your obedience. And so I know that book and that business is going to bless so many people.
I receive the charge, and I'm honored, and I thank you.
Amen. So thank you, Letitia, for being here on Assignment by God.
What an amazing episode that was. Oh my goodness, you guys. Listen, your assignment is always going to be, what is your conversation with God? What was that conversation that you had with God this morning, or this afternoon, or this evening? Either way, make sure you're having a conversation with God, and make sure you're listening and tuning in, because he is always speaking in the still small voice. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you next week. Have a great day.